Not again.
Thank you. Hey.
Happy Wednesday. I'm Mia.
I'm Mila.
We are Messy Machine. We are Messy Machine today.
Yes, we are.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yay!
We have spent the last however long we've been here and however long you've been listening to those songs being upset and complaining.
And by we, she means me. I have been sat here.
Well.
I arrived and started complaining immediately.
Well, you know what? And I feel the sentiment, which is what I'm trying to say.
I feel like every year I am mental, or no, okay, I believe I'm theoretically prepared for the midterm rush. And then the midterm rush happens, and unfortunately for me, all of my midterms are within the same, like, 3-day period, all at once. Like, I have 1 day of classes where I have 4 classes, and all of my classes I have either a presentation or a midterm.
Yuck.
And I just feel as though my mind has not come to the conclusion that this is an okay thing to be doing, so I've just been sitting here complaining. And then also, you know, work, school, life, other things.
If you really think about it, it's not in our human nature to be taking tests.
How so? I think survival is probably a test, you know?
Yes, but why are we sitting in a room and writing on paper to get a grade?
That's really true.
You know?
Like, I think I could tell you, my current issue is I have 44 pages of notes and I have a midterm for the class on Thursday, tomorrow. And he sent out practice questions and they just kind of seem like something you could deduce without even going to class. So I'm like, what do I do with this? Because if you don't want to write a test and you clearly can't, why am I taking it?
It's all a trick.
It's all a trick. How am I supposed to go through all of these notes and then show up for your midterm and then have nothing on there from those notes? I think it's a way to make us feel like we're kindergartners again who can't really cut stars. And so they hand you a piece of yellow paper and some scissors over and over again. And you're like, dude, I can cut a star. And they're like, show me. And then you have to cut 17 stars.
Did that happen to you?
No, but I did do that. I was helping with one of the sorority posters. And I had to sit on the ground in one of the sorority houses. One of my friends is in it. And cut like 5 million stars. And not a single one of them looked even close to perfect.
I mean, funky stars are cute.
That's what I said.
And also, the education system has failed us.
The education system is failing
That's
us.
That's our theme for today.
Failed education system.
And funky stars are cute.
And funky stars.
Wait,
that's actually a good theme. Failed education and funky stars.
Okay, okay.
Right. Sorry, guys.
That was a joke. Let's not continue. But regardless of everything horrible happening
Fantastic.
In the world and our worlds.
Yeah, of course.
We have so much favorite music for you today.
Yeah, our theme today is laundry list. So it's like all of the little odds and ends that you have to do that have no relation to each other. So it's just all the little odds and ends, the songs you've been listening to lately, all the things we've thrown together and enjoyed for you.
Speaking of, this is McGee's.
Oh my god, I love this song.
This is a Mila pick. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back soon. See ya!
Shut your mouth and live with the want you. But you're next to me. You know that you were never good enough. I never was in love. You know that you were never good enough. Fall asleep right next to me.
Hey guys, did you miss us? Everyone say yes. Everyone nod
yes.
Wherever you're at. Nod.
Yes, we missed you so
much. We missed you guys.
We just realized something. I was thinking about interrupting the McGee song just for this, but how do you even say that word?
What, the name?
Yeah.
I don't even know. Alessis? Alessis?
No.
I don't know.
That's Alessis or Alesis. Anyway, it's like, okay,
Alesis.
The speakers in this room are also that brand, company, whatever, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, that is really cool. We were listening to the song, we looked up at the speakers, and it just says the name of the song on the speakers.
It was kind of like a sign from, like, a higher power.
It was a sign from a higher power. I don't know what the sign is, but it'll, you know.
A sign that we were meant to play that song, and
yeah.
We were meant to be here in this moment in time.
And or a sign that this room is going to, like, just fall apart at some point. I don't even know.
So
we're still in the studio. If you listened last week or whatever, 2 weeks ago, we were complaining about the fact that, not complaining, sorry, we love you, WMFA. But, Womfow, we love you.
Whoops.
But we were talking about the fact that we're in Studio C and it's kind of like a little closet box. And we're still here somehow. I don't know what happened. But we're still in the closet box.
I did last week's show in the other studio. but I guess I wasn't supposed to.
Sorry. Mia broke the rules. Mia is a
rule breaker. Much nicer being in there. But of course, we're lucky to...
You guys can't understand unless you're, like, in this room. Like, because the walls look as though... You know the whole needle in a haystack situation? Where you're, like, looking for the needle? I feel like I'm a needle in a haystack right now. The way the walls look, it looks as though I'm within a hay bale. And kind of really, really, really in a hay bale, you know?
Yeah, or kind of, like, in the stomach of, like, a sheep or something.
We are broadcasting today from a sheep's stomach.
Ew.
Post a big meal. Very satiated sheep stomach show today.
Gosh.
Well, alliteration, guys.
Right. Right. Really weird vibes coming from us two today.
We're kind of in, this is like manic.
Yeah, also I did have something important to say and now I don't even remember it.
Oh. I never have anything important to say. I just be talking.
Fair enough. What is important anyway? Okay, so I'm going to play the next song.
Playing the next song. Not losing all of our viewers.
This is another Mila pick.
Oh, wait. Actually, I have something quick to say.
What?
Oh, my goodness. Some of my friends from home tuned in. Or I don't even actually know if somebody came up to me after my show and was like, Mila, I thought you were going to be talking a lot more. You just played a lot of music. And the music was good, but, you know, I wish that you guys had talked more.
Oh.
I was like, that no realm of my mind would ever think that anyone would want us to talk more. So apparently the viewers are not hating the fact that we're chatty.
What the heck?
But I can't imagine sitting here and listen. Like, I'm struggling to listen to myself right now. So, I don't know. What do you guys think?
Like, okay, because when you tune in on the radio, like, my least favorite part is when they talk.
Yeah, but they're so annoying. Ugh, there's these people on 98.5.
You can't trash on the radio.
No, not 98.5. What is it? 98.9 is my hometown radio station. And whenever there's just one woman talking, I, like, turn it off, like, just out of pure spite, because she's so annoying. She sounds like...
Did you ever have... Maybe it was just in my area, but do you know who Delilah is?
Mm-mm.
Ugh, she was this lady who had a... It was definitely just in my area then. If you live in the D.C. area. She was this lady, and she had this, like, evening... radio show where they would play music, but also she would, like, take callers and they would tell her a problem and then she would just, like, give some, like, really fluffy, like, very umbrella advice.
Fortune cookie.
Yes, kind of. And she had this, like, kind of, like, low, like, sultry kind of voice.
Ooh.
and the like tag or the what's the word, like, the jingle for the show was like Delilah.
Like, we should have a show jingle that Mia sings at the beginning of every single show.
Yeah, we could brainstorm.
Guys, I would be so excited to hear
Give us two or three songs. We'll come back and we'll have something for you.
Well, yeah, totally. Well, we need the background sound. I need unique lyrics from us. We need some good, like... Because Delilah was just her name. That's pretty unique, you know? You could just sing Mia really loud. We could sing happy birthday at the beginning of every single
one. Okay, so we're going to continue playing other music for you while we think about our own personal...
Yeah, we'll get back to you on that.
Yeah.
Our jingle.
Okay, great. Well, thanks for tuning in again. This is Cut the Ties by Mimi, a Mila pick.
Yeah, and if you're tired of us talking, call in and talk instead.
No.
Once someone called in and then we both went dead silent and stared at the blinking light and did not pick up because we were scared, and then we were like, if they call back, you know,
we'd answer. All right, see ya.
Side by side through the hours of the night, and the miss or a teen and the moments between every fight feel so light. Days ago I said goodbye to able to forgive you, but how to find a way to be with the people that treat me right. I wish you the best, hope that you don't mind that I had to cut the ties, 'cause I'm done with all the lies. Grown up, but you're still wasting time with your burnout friends on a football field late at night. But I talk a lot of shit. Girl who still drives through the dark like a teen with all the answers. The whole world is inside of their secret dreams, currents filling them with power in their silent sleep. But pillars of rock wide awake along the road follow me with ancient eyes and know everywhere I go. I'm headed where the opals form, somewhere I don't need my words. Show me where your gnawing hides, I will show you mine. 'Cause there's something wrong with me deep down inside. I'm a deer on a golf course with something.
Can't think. was fearless for a year or three. I wore old fur coats from dead red lipstick ladies. I tried to take my liquor straight but couldn't stand the taste. And someone else was always winning the indifference race. But I remember feeling small and misunderstood when somehow the music still sounded so good. You would tell me that fan, I think you're just getting on. Sit with me for hours just to say I'm alone. I'm headed where the opals fall hard. Somewhere I don't need my words. Show me where your gnawing hides. I will show you.
Hey guys, we're back again.
And Mila has something to say.
Oh yeah, first off, I have something really, 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 really important for everyone to hear. It's reviving a beautiful culture of our country that is dying slowly with, as people become less willing to buy popcorn and candy off of small people on the street. All right, alternative scouting PSA. The Baden-Powell Service Association is an alternative national scouting organization that is looking to expand in the New England region. The BPSA's traditional scouting program focuses on learning outdoor skills and community service. If you're interested in learning more about this co-educational inclusive program, more information and resources about joining or starting a new group in your area can be found at www.bpsa.us.org or by calling 636-542-8855. This is a public service message from the Baden-Powell Service Association and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Guys, is it just me, or does this sound a little bit like a pyramid scheme? It makes me nervous a little bit. Because...
How so?
Because, okay. See, what I see is just a bunch of cute little kids, you know, in their little outfits and their little uniforms, smiling at the camera. But what you're hearing is just, like, there's no, like, mention of Boy Scouts or children or anything in this. And it just kind of sounds like...
True.
We're scouting for some unnamed, you know, organization. And it brings a little bit of fear in my heart. Also, imagine you're like, Mom, I want to go join the BPSA's alternative scouting program. As a mother, I would be incredibly concerned. But, you know, I believe in the message. And I have seen a lot of those kids sitting in Davis Square trying to sell, like, random odds and ends.
Mm-hmm.
And I really think if the Boy Scouts had something anything similar to, other than, you know, obscene amounts of nationalism as they, you know, grow up, if they had anything similar to Girl Scout cookies, they'd be doing a lot better.
Really? True. Yeah. Were you a Girl Scout?
I was a Girl Scout when I was very young. And then I think I stopped being a Girl Scout when I hit middle school. But actually, the reason I stopped being a Girl Scout is because we went to a Girl Scout retreat in the woods. And I fell asleep in a sleeping bag next to the bathroom. And a girl got really sick in the middle of the night. And I experienced it all, and I stopped.
Ew.
I stopped. I was like, I don't think the woods is good for me. I think I like plumbing, I think is what I learned from that experience. What about you?
God.
Were you a Girl Scout?
No, I don't know if I've told you this, but I was in this group called the Earth Scouts.
Oh dear. That sounds like something from Maryland for sure.
Well, yes, and my own crunchy mother. And it was like, it was not like boys or girls. It was just like mostly these moms and their kids.
Aww.
who would do like outdoorsy things. Like we went like rock climbing a lot. We would go camping. We would do like geode something. And geocaching and also like rock stuff.
That's so cool.
Yeah, just a lot of like outdoor like education things. So I was not a Girl Scout, but
you were something better is what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
You were an Earth Scout.
I was an alternative scout
for the Earth.
We were Earth Scouts.
Mm.
And yeah. But I do enjoy a Girl Scout cookie.
Oh, I love Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah. A lot of my friends were Girl Scouts, so I would buy Girl Scout cookies off of them at school.
We always had the mint ones.
No, I don't like
the mint. Oh, you're crazy. The mint ones are the best ones.
I like the, well, they used to be called S'mores, but now they're called Caramel Delights because that's kind of racist.
Okay, I actually asked someone, a mom who was in the train station in Boston, why they changed the name. And she goes, it's just not PC. And then I was like, okay, Karen. But then I looked it up and that's actually not why. That's just a rumor. And
oh,
I don't remember
really?
The real reason, but there's a reason that has nothing to do with political correctness as to why they changed it.
Interesting.
But I don't know what the reason is.
Okay, but regardless of the actual reason, it is pretty weird that they called them that. Right?
Yeah, probably.
Like,
I mean, I don't remember. I did some research on this because I was like, no way, I just got yelled at for not being PC for asking a question by some random lady in the depths of the train station with her six-year-old. That's crazy.
That's so funny.
But I did too much research on this, and I was like looking at all of the ins and outs of it. I got into it on the Samoa controversy. I discovered some stuff, but I, for some reason, don't remember any of it, probably because it's completely irrelevant and has no meaning in my life.
Well, it's pretty interesting.
Let's find out.
We should find out.
I'm looking it up now, guys.
Hold one moment. Pause one moment. Well, along with our theme of, I don't even remember.
Laundry list.
Yes, and also funky stars and, what was the other thing?
Oh, okay, wait. Guys, it's capitalism. It's not political correctness. So apparently they didn't actually change the name in a lot of regions, but certain bakers, like certain manufacturing companies, call it different things to basically maintain the individuality of their specific product for that region. And so Samoa's was where it like originated, where Girl Scouts started, and then as it started spreading through the country, they had to get manufacturers that were closer because the shipping costs were too high. Guys, I remember all of this now, it's flooding back. And so there's some that are still called Samoa's. Like, I bet if you go back to my hometown, they're still called Samoa's, but up here they're called Caramel Delights. And I think that because it's Massachusetts and, like, you know,
that's why the
that everyone's like, it's PC. Which could probably be why the manufacturers changed it. And no one cares about that in the South, I guess. Sorry about that.
Yeah, it cares less.
I think they probably care a little less.
That's so interesting. About the context you're in.
Yeah, it was literally just because of capitalism. So someone needs to go down to that train station and tell that lady to stop yelling at college kids who ask questions.
That's a big lesson.
Yeah, big lesson. Don't judge a book by its cover or a cookie by its manufacturer.
and also it all ties back to capitalism.
It always does. I mean, what just happened? Oh, yeah. Actually, we can't talk about that.
Okay, so the next song is Death Grip by Ed of Marcus.
Oh, and I am heading to work, everyone. So Mia's going to close the show for us. If you're thinking, I would love a coffee and a pastry today, not come to Diesel Cafe. I do not want to serve anybody. I want to sit in my lonesome, study for my exam tomorrow, and eat all the cookies that you guys don't buy. So
what I've learned is that if you go into Diesel and you see Mila and you just give her eyebrows, like, you just, like, raise your eyebrows once, she'll give you free coffee.
Don't say that. Anyone from Diesel listening right now is like, that is true. Once I was, like, really bored and my friend came in and was like, I don't want anything. And then I made her an entire sandwich. and handed it to her, and she looked like I had just, like, basically come down from the heavens. And I think that that's the beauty. That's all the validation I need.
That is the beauty of that is the beauty of sandwiches and also of capitalism.
Yeah, capitalism.
Okay. Yep.
Anyways, guys. Bye.
Say bye to Mila.
Bye, guys.
I'll be back soon.
I hope our commentary, our unhinged commentary today was...
I hope you learned something today about the Girl Scouts.
They're fakes. I'm getting it.
Okay. yeah. Okay. So let's continue with the music. See you all soon. The water is clear. You like it better when you see my tears. When you touch my
and you said you didn't mean it. Pulled out the cigarette, said you're sorry, I'm sorry, let's do it again. You're sorry, I'm sorry, what's sorry got to do with it? And I heard that she's been over on the weekends. When you're all washed up, what's that really gonna mean then? I met her in the bathroom, she wouldn't catch my eye. I wish I knew.
quicker than a minute. Felt like a year. I'll never be the mess of anything I fear. So I'll take another minute and we'll call it here. I wanna be the best you've ever had, my dear. Going on.
That time. I'm Mia. This is Mess Machine. You've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. See you soon.
Think I'm wearing it well. Won't you come on over, take it off and make it easier to tell. Going on. Got that sunny morning waiting on us now. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. We can be very free. Just take it from me, honey child. Let me tell you now, child. That morning sun here to greet us with a loving light so warm. That morning sun is here to meet us, waiting on the waking up of everyone. She ain't gonna quit till you're smiling now. Tell you, child, let me tell you, honey, child, that morning sun has come to greet you. She's peeking round the corner, just waiting just to meet you, shining down on all your troubles. Let me tell you, child. Let me tell you, honey, child. Cause this world wasn't made for dreaming. This world wasn't made for you. This world made for...
Teardrops falling.